If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Sophie Green.
I'm that nigga Marlon Wayans.
Yes, we got Marlon Wayans here with us, clearly. Now, we were just talking about how we all need manicures. Not you, Marlon, but the ladies. Is it weird when a girl is, like, holding on to your penis and her nails are messed up? Does that turn you off?
It is weird.
Niggas don't care about
you.
This
they
shit.
Don't? Because we think about it.
We do think about it.
About it. Sure.
I'm curious, like, about what is the temperature of your mouth? That's all I give. When are you shoving my dick in your mouth? Afterward, maybe I might look at your hand and go, oh, baby, you need a manicure.
Is it nice? Is it right? Okay.
But yeah. Isn't a nice manicured hand better to look down at just for the visual of it?
That's for y'all. That ain't for us.
Well, at least we think in our mind that if your nails look good, it's like
we don't want you thinking in your
visual.
Mind. I want your nails to be cracked and broken. I want you to
go in.
Yeah, go in. We having sex. I want it to be dirty. I don't want y'all know. Oh, my nails. Stop. Let's take a time out. This is what we're gonna do.
I'm pretty nails. It makes it a pretty experience.
No, but I feel like when I have a French manicure. I feel like when I have a French manicure, like,
suck a better
I'll be
dick.
Like, oh, when I'm sucking his dick, he's gonna look and see how pretty my nails are.
But what about a pedicure?
How about a teeth whitening?
Right.
We talking about fucking dick.
How about the right lipstick? Because that looks great when on the tone and the complexion
the
of my
of
dick.
The,
like,
yeah.
How about that? Nobody cares about, you know.
All right, I'm just
French
asking.
Manicure. I'm just being.
But that's good.
But what about a pedicure? Does that bother you if a girl's toes are jacked up?
Bitch, put on some socks and come ride this dick.
I'm not looking at her toes while she's riding this dick.
Hey, you don't care about. Toenails you don't care about. Bunions? No, but even then. Yo,
it's not really that big a deal. Just,
if it's hammer time, hide your toes.
Keep the Uggs on. That's all. Right?
Uggs in bed.
Or keep them toes down. Or do it from the back when you're standing. I ain't got to see them.
All right, now normally we start with our tip of the day. So the tip today in honor of 50 Shades of Black is how do you get your partner to be a little more risque in the bedroom? What are some things that you can do to get them to do some things? Like, a lot of guys don't like to get tied up. It's kind of difficult sometimes to talk
to
someone.
We don't know what the hell y'all gonna do. Yeah. Girls, plus, when y'all tie us up, we watch too many movies when y'all tied us up.
Basic instinct.
Fucking get out.
And run your shit.
Hobbled. You get stabbed with an ice pick. Ain't no sex.
Well, either you get a treat.
Huh?
Or either you get a treat.
You get a nice treat.
You got another bitch coming out the closet? It's going to be this. Guys, we're not like that. Guys don't think, oh, time. If you want to bring a shorty in, yeah, that's a good time. But that I'll tie myself up.
Or how about loose enough that you could get out of it?
Right, exactly.
A nice loose tie-up.
All right, if you want to play that, okay. Whatever you're going to do, just as if that makes you suck my dick better, then please. handcuff me. I can't get out of here. You're so dangerous. What you gonna do? Let this dick touch that little punching bag in the back of your throat.
I think that I would rather be tied up than tie up my guy.
Right. So I'd rather be tied up too.
Yeah.
It's something a little weird about tying a guy up.
I've tied a guy up before.
How was that?
And blindfolded him too at the same time.
It's a basic instinct.
But she's also fisted a female, she told me.
If she fisted a dude, that's nigga. No wonder why you tied him up. I'll kill you when I'm out of this shit.
Hold on. Guys do like being fisted, okay?
Some guys.
I don't like that. I don't even like,
that's taking it a little too far.
Don't even put a finger near my ass. How about that? Girls like, there's a G-spot in there. That's one G-spot I don't need to know about.
But do you use
you're not a G with that spot. No. What about a little soft tongue, though?
I mean, you can lick it, but just don't try and stick it. That's
now you're making weird.
When you lick it, it get giggly. You know?
But if you try to put your finger in there, then it's a little.
I got a tooth in my ass, so it'll bite your fucking finger.
A tooth in your ass,
like that little turtle in fucking Mario Brothers.
Now, for 50 Shades of Black, I was looking up all this stuff. How much do you really know in real life about S&M and bondage and all of that? Is it anything you've ever partaken in?
I got a rookie kit, but
Yeah, what's in a rookie kit?
I mean, you got the handcuffs, you got the little paddle, you got a little whip, you got, little cat nine tails, little leather shit, then, you got the little kit.
Have you ever used it?
Right.
Yeah, I got the little kit. I ain't just looking at it. It's a kit.
A nice light whipping.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't go too hard. I think the sex period is all about, it's all about the enticement till you get to the moment. It's all about the buildup. It starts with the kiss. Mm-hmm. It starts before the kiss. With women, it starts with the date. It starts with, that's why it was, the 50 Shades of Grey was so sexy because the nigga took on a helicopter. He won. You took no fucking helicopter. Now you won't let me sleep in the fucking bed with you. This nigga mysterious. Like, you got to give him a lot and hold a little. If you give a woman everything, I ain't fucking with him. I already got him wrapped around my finger. So you got to give him a little bit. It's enticement. And
the helicopter's not a little bit, though, to start with.
When you a billionaire, nigga, it's a helicopter. I do that every day. That's
how I get to work.
That's the bus to me. Right. It's the M10. What are you talking about? Right.
But M10, that's the bus on by the project.
Yeah, right on Amsterdam.
The M10.
Yeah. So it's all about the enticement to me. I think that, sex is, it's all about, if a person can't kiss, they can't fuck.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Period.
Amen.
If you can't
really?
Kiss,
yeah.
If you can't kiss and you like teething, I'm scared to put my dick in your mouth because you're going to shred it up.
Mm-hmm. Chomp chomp.
What about a sloppy kiss? Sure. I remember I kissed this guy one time and it was so sloppy. It was like on my, spit was like on my collar.
Would you kiss a dog?
I don't know. What's
his name? Cujo? Really. I'm a little sloppy. I got big lips.
Right. Yeah.
But at least I do this. Like, I wipe it off after I feel
wipe,
bad.
Wipe off.
It ain't going to be on your neck.
I don't mind having like spit around my mouth after I'm kissed.
That happens, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but not on my clothes. That's like fine.
And it was on my collar. It wasn't even a turtleneck. It was like,
was he kissing your neck? Or was that coming from your mouth?
It was like dripping down. I was like, no, don't.
That's like, nigga, no.
Yeah.
Did he just come from? Did this nigga just come from the dentist or what?
You know?
He just came from the dentist.
I was like, this is disgusting.
Did you stop him? Huh? Did you stop him and be like, let me?
Yeah, I stopped. I mean, I was a lot younger, so we were young, so maybe he didn't know what he was doing, but. Sloppy kiss, gross. Yeah, I had to.
She said,
that.
"Yo, you stop. Time out.
Hold up. No, for real. Time out. No, we gonna stop that. You messed it up.
I time out too.
Right.
Wait. Time out. Let's start all over.
This is time out.
Wait a minute. Pause.
Now, Marlon, what if a girl wants you to do something that's very like Stephanie? Stephanie might be like, choke me, slap me. She likes that.
I like that a lot.
Can you sign this release? So I want to know, officer. This nigga choked me. He slapped me.
She said I could do this.
She asked me.
I had my dick in up. That's license, sir, officer, mister, please.
No, but getting back to the tip of the day, how do you get your man to do things like that? A lot of times I've been with guys and they're kind of scared to pull my hair and they're scared to slap my face or to choke me. And I feel like you just have to direct them. You know right. what I mean? Like when he puts his hand in your hair, pull it. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, show him how to
if
pull he, it.
If his hand is free and you want to get slapped, you know, grab the hand. Slap him. You could slap yourself.
You send You send messages exactly. in the kiss. In the kiss, you tell somebody what you like. I don't need to, you to tell me or direct me. In the kiss, I can tell just how disgusting you are. Oh, and if you, you're not out. Disgusting in the a little bite in the lip, a little stare, a little, you know, a little spit in her mouth when she spit in my mouth. It's like, oh, you that bitch.
I like that. I like that.
Bring it over. I'm like, exactly. Come here, you a little dirty, you know?
All right, now I came up with a whole list of what goes on with some S&M. Now, in S&M, are you a sadist or a masochist, would you say?
You know, it's funny, like, I'm a little old-fashioned. Like, I it's cool to go there, but mm-hmm. honestly, I like just sex.
But like, if you have to say, you know how there's a giver and there's a taker?
Dress up.
Are you more of the, I'm going to inflict pain on you, or are you more of the, okay, graze your teeth on my balls?
I'm not that nigga. I'm not that nigga where you're going to step on my balls and make one shoot across the room like a wild walnut on Christmas morning. Fuck out of here.
So you're more of a sadist.
Slightly, but I don't want to make you cry and shit because I don't. I want to see the woman hurting shit.
But she wants you to.
Yeah, she right. wants
like
you
Stephanie.
To.
Like Stephanie. She wants you to.
Yeah, I like
Yeah, but that's a little slap. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah. different. And I don't like to get slapped on my face to where there's a handprint on my face.
Just shut up.
No, baby.
Just to encourage my slap. Yeah, encouragement.
Just to make your head do this.
Yeah, or just like, oh, you're so nasty.
You want this shit. You want this. You want...
You're so nasty.
I am. You're right.
That's when your clitoris come out the hood. Like, nigga, he that nigga right there.
But is there a limit, like, to what he can say to you? Can he call you a bitch when he's slapping you? Can he call you a hoe?
Not a hoe.
No,
a slut.
Yeah, hoe is wrong.
A slut.
Wait, you can say slut, but not hoe?
Not hoe.
Hoe is just... It's
like a Marlon Brothers. Like, come on.
It's out of line.
Even whore. I could take whore.
Listen to me.
But hoe is like, nigga, for real.
If
yeah,
we're doing it, we're doing it, nigga, you what I call you. Until them
dirty
eight,
cunt,
until them eight drips.
Right, exactly.
Until them eight drips get on your back.
Oh, wow.
I say what the fuck I want. You say what the fuck
no,
you want.
No, a guy calls me a hoe, like, let's say it, like he's fucking me, like doggy style. He calls me a hoe. I'm going to stop it. Like,
what you mean?
Okay. What you
That's
saying?
When you like, flip what? Her back over and say, you heard me, little Shut nasty up. Hoe.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, I guess I'm a hoe tonight.
Okay, daddy, you right.
But what is the limit to what somebody can say
that's,
to you?
That's when you beat her about the nose with your dick. Shut up, you a hoe. One little blood drip coming out.
Is there a limit? Gigi, Sophie, is there something a guy can say when you're like, all right, game over? Slave.
What? Yeah.
If it's a white guy, you're like, time.
Yeah, we're not playing a slave master.
Hell
and,
no.
And I'm light skinned, and I could be a house slave, but we still not playing no games.
Yeah, we're not playing that.
We're not playing no games.
No, it's not. I'm getting up one.
Is there anything else a guy would say that's timeout?
Another name.
As far as like name calling?
Oh, yeah.
Another name.
Oh, yeah, another bitch name.
Oh,
yeah,
not like,
I'm walking around hitching your
My title. Name is not Susan. So
has somebody called you another name?
No. Hell no.
So what if you in a menage and there's just another bitch there and he's just like, oh, my bad, I called you shorty.
No.
I don't
really
know. Do menage and stuff. No.
No.
If we having a threesome, you're going to definitely know who I am and where I'm at.
Okay.
Go ahead, G.
There we go.
High five.
Right here.
Come across the side.
I like the confidence of that. That was nigga. That was like okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, what about spanking? What are your thoughts on spanking?
I'm down for it.
Damn, who's that? Sophie, you just said that quick.
Yeah, it's fine. It's encouragement. I'm all for encouragement.
Mm-hmm. What about like if he puts you over his knee and spanks you, or is it just spanking?
That's a little like no. I don't know.
A little
that's
strange.
A little perverted.
It's just, yeah.
It's
like,
you're bad girl. Yeah. That's some white guy shit. You're bad girl. You're gonna go to school. You're gonna go to third grade. No, what did you do in history class?
Exactly.
If he spanks you, are you calling him daddy while he's spanking you?
It depends. Okay. I mean, like,
that's right there.
Does he have daddy dick? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go that far with the whole calling me dad. I have a daughter, so yeah. Nope. We're not going to do that.
Honestly, when a girl calls me daddy, I just go, bitch, this is too much responsibility. You looking for rent.
I got to pay for your college.
You can do the whole, like, daddy, you know, like, daddy. Like, daddy. Like, I'm not going to do daddy.
I don't call everybody I have sex with daddy. No, like, you got to be daddy dick type
daddy.
Of
daddy. Daddy put a dick. That's when you put a Z on it and call him exactly. Zaddy.
Yeah.
So you have to say ZM Zaddy.
ZM Zaddy.
Like if I call, if anybody I've slept with, if I've called you daddy, like you were that nigga. Like you were great.
Agreed.
And I appreciate Saba. You.
45 niggas is like, you're a new
45. With that many people.
Although she's single now. Now we have
single, yeah, I could do it.
Okay, now there's some more things. I've never heard of some of this stuff on here on this list of pegging. Do you know we learned about pegging before? Pegging is when a woman penetrates a man's anus with a strap-on dildo.
See, I'm not doing that.
Never. You know what's funny? If a black girl do that shit to you, if she put that dildo, she'll fuck you in the butt and then pull out and be like, that's just nasty.
And tell all her friends.
You believe this motherfucker let me peg him in his ass?
But here's the thing. A guy asked me to do that before. A black guy, actually.
And did you do it?
No.
That's very suspect.
I was out.
What made him feel comfortable enough to even ask? Was that your man?
No. I don't know. I was sitting there. I had three fingers in his ass. And he was just like.
No, I had somebody ask me to do it too. A white guy.
No,
I didn't do it. It's a popular practice. Pegging. So.
I think that's awkward.
I was thrown off. I
think it's awkward too. I know.
He was trying to find that G-spot. There's that G-spot.
I got one on the tip of my dick that works fine.
I know about that.
It's like a clitoris for a man. It's look like it's these right two at, little right it, there, yep. right there, mm-hmm. right under there. People do too much with all just
right at there, the, right at the rim. Did it make you look at him differently?
Of course, I was out.
Oh, that was the last experience.
Yeah, I was like, no.
He was like, damn, I tried to pour my heart out and be risky.
No, I'm not with
that. That's awkward.
All right, now tit play. Tit torture, actually, they call it.
No.
Playing with
purple nurples and shit?
No, I'm not doing that.
Purple nurple.
Yeah. That's some white guy shit. Yeah, look at your fucking purple tit.
That sounds really...
Fucking purple tit.
See, now that's hurting.
We're not doing that. Not my nipples. No.
Now, Sophie, you
can bite them a little bit. You know,
she don't like that.
No, I have big nipples. I can't... We're not playing that game. That hurts.
I like a little bite.
No, just a little something. Nothing. How about I take your hand and cover your mouth with it? No.
Yeah, you just calm him down.
He calmed the whole room down.
I started looking around.
Like, shut up and take it. Shut up and take it. Just go on this ride with me.
What if somebody did that to you in bed while you were screaming?
Like bite it? I would do that. I would take his hand and cover his mouth.
That's when you throw it in deep. You hit that little attic and that's that daddy dick.
So Sophie says no because she has huge nipples to nipple play.
No, she don't. Let me see. I mean, she said she. Where's your nipples at, Sophie?
You got that.
But so you don't like anything to them? Like,
you can lick them.
That's it.
Can you suck them?
Softly.
So you have to be gentle.
You don't want to build to a little harder, like a little nibble.
It depends.
Are they like super sensitive?
Yeah, because they're not.
They're not big, but they're super sensitive.
Right. So
are they real?
Nipples? Are your nipples real?
Titties.
Oh.
Yeah, mine not. That's why they're so super sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. After my breast implants, too. After you get them done,
yeah.
The nipples are like so sensitive.
Crazy sensitive.
Yeah. No, they ain't. Let me see.
Nah, but I like a little biting. I like teeth, but I like that pain.
She likes pain.
I like
teeth
mouth.
Grazing is different than a bite. I just like teeth
the mouth. Biting.
Yeah,
me,
little teeth. Yeah. Not a bite.
Don't like, bite.
Not gnarling.
No chomp chomp. No chomp chomp.
Yeah. No chomp chomp chomp.
I've heard sometimes though that
are
when
you squirter?
Get,
I am. A
she
squirter.
Can fuck. Oh, I smelled it. I
smelled it.
This motherfucking. That's. This,
I definitely.
He can smell your squirt.
No, because it's the conversation of a squirter. They,
right.
You know, it's like a, they need more,
exactly.
More, more,
even,
more, more,
to
more,
make
more,
me,
more.
That's yeah. Make me squirt. Yeah. Like, it's not a, it's a, not a soft thing.
No, you got to get in
squirt.
There.
It's pressure. It's a lot of pressure. That's true.
This bitch right here is doing that shit.
Guys love it.
It's Everybody knows on lip service. I think it's disgusting.
Best thing in the world.
It feels nice.
Listen.
I've never squirted.
I've never squirted either.
Best thing in the world.
We have one squirter.
Every one of you guys can squirt, by the way. It's not.
I don't know that that's true.
I've heard that before, too, that everybody can.
Everybody can. It's because it's related to your G-spot. It's your Grafenberg spot. If you go like this and you go like, you can actually see your G-spot. If you pull your vagina and you go like this, it's right like below your little hole.
This is our
right by the vaginal canal.
Right, exactly.
It comes out. It looks like a little raspberry. That's your G-spot. That's when guys finger you and they finger upward. It feels good. And if you squirt,
I don't
you ever
know
felt like,
that I can squirt.
If you ever felt like you have to piss
during sex, like, let it go, they say.
Yeah, you got to let it go. But you try have them pull out and just continue that motion.
Remember
and let it go.
No, but I did do that.
I felt like I had
to know that's what I did.
That's what
until
you did. You squirt.
I grew up and I was a teenager when I did it. And he told me, he's like, you peed on me. And I was like, no, I didn't. And
squirt.
He's like, yes, you did.
See,
and
made then,
like,
you, as now he makes you think.
And I realized, yeah, we had this conversation before. I did.
See, but him doing that made you feel like, I can't.
Guess
I don't
what?
Want to do that. No
he
more.
Really became daddy. It was my daughter's father.
That's hilarious.
He really was damn daddy.
He really was damn daddy.
The only time I like to squirt is when a guy can make me squirt with his dick. You know, like, it's fun. Like, he's fucking me, and then it's, like, splashing in my face. It's everywhere. That's nice.
Wait,
that's
your
fun.
Own squirt is splashing in
your
face?
Yeah.
I mean, think
it's
about
like
it. If he's,
stomach,
of course it's going to come this way.
It's like
awesome.
Splashing in my face.
Splash waterfall.
Sometimes you just rub the dick on it.
Yeah, and it's like.
Then you enter.
So you got your real hair, Stephanie, because.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. You know, I don't wear weave.
Yeah, because I would think you wouldn't want that squirt all in,
listen,
in your hair.
Listen,
in your
if you are working time out, listen to me. See, this,
I mean,
listen.
Right now I have.
Listen, let's rewrite this right now.
So
if a girl cares about her weave or her hair during sex,
no,
I am so
extent.
Mad. If I grab her hair and say, no,
no, it's not like
done.
That. No, no one cares about that. No one cares about that.
You're never going to get to squirting.
No, but you can't grab
I want to take
hair.
You on a squirt
you
adventure.
You
pull a girl's hair when she has a weave in. That's not good.
Yeah, you can.
My sewing tight, girl. You can.
Yeah, well, okay, what if your
I'm
hair? What if your hair is done? You gotta
my
go to the club.
Tight.
Uh-huh. I don't need nobody coming in my face when I'm about to go to the club
no,
and my
no,
hair
no,
is
no,
done.
No,
no,
you gotta duck.
You know me. I put my hair up in a bun.
Oh
let's
my
go.
God. I had come in my
you
hair
could come
last
wherever
week.
You want.
She
baby.
Said I had come in my hair last
I
week.
Did like last
no,
week?
Come in my hair.
It accidentally got in my hair.
No, but it's hard
and
to
it
get
was, like,
come out
late
your
at
hair.
Night, so I just like put all my hair in a bun and went to sleep because I just didn't like dealing with it. No, for
well,
real.
Well, that,
really
I mean,
happened.
That is something to take into consideration. It's rude. Like, what if you got your lashes in, your hair is done? You yeah. gotta be a little
I don't like,
casualty
I don't
of
like,
war.
I don't like nothing in the girl's face.
You don't?
There's so many other
I've
places.
What if she asks for it?
Every yeah, now, if you ask for it, then black out. But you know,
I feel like guys love that.
I think
I've
guys,
never,
I think
I've
guys
never,
love it too.
No, I've never.
Depends on the mood you're in. Something disgusting? Yeah. This one, but come here. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. She get it in her eye. She had that one little drip on her eye. She can't even open her eye.
Yeah, open your eye. Pink eye.
Girl, and she sit there, look.
No, this
she
is-
do this shit.
That's a good tip for lip service. Don't ever, if you got cum in your eyes, don't open your eyes, man.
That nigga had pineapple juice, you gonna burn.
Don't, it burns.
Yeah, don't open.
And you can go blind.
What? You cannot go blind.
Yes, you can.
Let me Google that.
Google it.
Where's WebMD?
If the semen is too acidic.
Yeah.
Who are you fucking
well,
aliens?
Well, y'all know I drink my coconut water.
My
I
love
all
coconut
natural
water.
Diet. No dairy.
Hold on. I'm
no,
looking this up.
I'd rather got cum in my mouth. I'd rather swallow the nut than have it all on my face.
Yeah, because then you got to clean up the mess. Yeah.
Look, I only
if
got about
mouth,
three
go
more minutes
down
of this.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. I only got about three more minutes of this for I nut in my pants. Y'all niggas. Y'all
Marlon,
niggas making me disgusting. Yes.
It seems like maybe, does your cum shoot out or does it drip out? Because there's some guys that shoot.
Depends.
And then some guys that just.
Is it a long session or is it a short session? You know, what's the whole day
duration
been like?
Yeah. Of the last time?
If,
you
it, if
had
it's been
an
a
ejaculation.
Session, it's been a long time. If we've been fucking for 2-3 hours, it's gonna go all over the place. It's gonna lava to a squirt. It's gonna you
know. A volcano eruption.
Yeah,
what happens if sperm gets in your eyes? 6 things to expect.
Okay. Going blind.
Your eye get pregnant.
Your eye will fall out.
Pregnant.
Okay. I don't know. It just keeps swelling up.
Oh my God. Something you can get an STD from that. What? It says here you can get
bitch, I got herpes in the eye.
Gonorrhea, HIV, and lice.
Oh my God.
This nigga gave me HPV in my eye.
I'm coming in my face.
Okay. Angela. Your eye will start to tear as it tries to get the semen out on its own.
You got that little Denzel tear from Glory.
Cry.
What else? Glory tear.
You should flush the semen out with lukewarm water, and then you're not going to go blind. It's going to be big, red, and irritated. Or that's it.
You're going to have pink eye for like 2 days.
You're not gonna go blind.
You can go blind,
thank
yo.
God, I've never
you can go that. Blind when you get chlamydia in your eye.
How about this? If you get it in your eye, we'll wash it out with your squirt. Put your eye there.
That might be fun.
I just wanna.
That's a wild one right there.
I'm legally blind.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
I'm gonna call you Big Joker. That's the Big Joker right there. You the wild one right there.
Okay, now if you had to pick between these two, what would you want to do? This is some BDSM.
Can I get a tissue real fast? Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is that a tissue for? Oh, okay. Animal play or age play? Now, age play is when you do the whole daddy, daughter, or mommy, baby role. Or animal play is when you dress or act like an animal, like a puppy or a cat. If you had to pick one, animal play or age play?
This is crazy.
What the fuck is that? Am I a child molester or a bestiologist?
Not just a child molester, but incestuous.
Because it's disgusting.
No, but it's like the same thing me calling a guy daddy, right? It's like
right, same thing.
I don't let my mind go there. I don't want to have the mind of a pedophile. So I don't want to tap in. What if I like it? And now I'm at all the play parks. Like, no, hey, look at that little girl.
You know what about
kitty porn? No.
We were talking about this earlier.
Hey, little boy. You want some candy? Come on over here, little
You don't
boy.
Take it that
you
far.
Want some paper? Oh, come here, little paper boy. You'd be like a little pervert from Family
from
Guy.
Family Guy.
Hey, that little paper boy.
But what about dressing up like an animal or barking like a dog? Nothing like that? No. Getting on your hands
this is
and
weird,
knees.
Weird, man.
But if you're acting like a dog, if the woman is acting like a dog, like how so do you say fuck topic. Me? Like, you'd be like,
what, Gigi, what?
You said bark like
see,
a dog.
See, a girl doing that is different. You know, like a girl, she gets on fours, plays like a cat, got a leash on her neck, she goes over to a bowl, starts licking. That's sexy to a guy. Like, look at that. But a dude
I
doing
purr.
That?
I purr anyway. So am I doing that?
What if you pick a weird animal? I'm like, I'm an ostrich. I'm gonna bury my head in your vagina.
Oh, that's dope. That sounds
that'd be
great.
Fun. But Gigi, what were you gonna say?
When you said bark like a dog. I know a girl that had sex with DMX. And
oh,
he
God.
Started oh, and oh, barking like a dog.
Oh, I forgive him. Here's why. He's a special case.
He turned into Boomer.
This was like way back in like 2001.
I was going to say, the only way you do something like that is if you're really high. He's DMX.
He probably was, yeah.
Crack makes you do weird stuff and you believe it.
Wait, so he started barking like
she said that he was growling while they were doing it.
Oh, I love like that. Yeah. Growl.
And then, no,
sex.
Like growling like
that.
A dog, though. Like not moaning, like roughly, but like
a
really
rabbit.
Growling.
But like I like dog. When a guy yeah. be like, rrr.
And then she said
I
when
like
he started
that.
Coming, he started barking like a crazy ass dog. Like,
oh, no, that's old.
Here's the other thing.
Not that's like right. woof,
but
woof.
That's DMX's shit, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like Busta busting up and be like, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, that's his shit.
So he was in character.
You know, whole fuck, yeah, and he be like,
yo, she couldn't wait to
it's
tell
the rock.
Him either. She came back, she was like, oh my God, guess what he did?
He barked. What if he bit her?
I don't think he took it that far.
I would have liked biting.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, you would like that.
No, what if when he gets hard, his either. Dick comes out like that pink thing from the dog? Like
or what if what if he lifted up his leg and peed on it?
Oh, fuck that. No, I'm going to hit you.
Speaking of which,
I'm
going to
hit you. Yeah, I'm going to hit you, too.
I'm going to hit you. Fuck that.
I'm going to hit you, too.
I like doing that.
I'm what,
like,
peeing on girls?
In a tub. In the shower.
In the shower.
To be funny. I'm like,
that's not funny. You really like to
that? That should be hilarious. He's like, this water warm as shit. I'm like,
mm. And it's yellow.
I like when they catch him. Like, that's not funny. That's fucking nasty.
Like, ew. Y'all in the shower.
I think if I had to have a golden shower, I would want it in the shower.
In the shower, me too.
Yeah. Or maybe
that's the only way.
In the ocean with the salt water or something.
You're not peeing on me. Right. But you can pee on me in the shower.
In the shower.
Because yeah,
the
shower is going to rinse off anyway.
Only acceptable.
That's one thing I've never done. I've never had a guy pee on me.
She said, that's one thing.
I would pee in you.
No, that can cause infection.
Is that physically possible?
Well, your squirt's coming at me. I just thought I'd squirt back at you.
Can guys pee when they have a hard on?
It's hard. You can't pee, but it just goes in weird directions.
Like in your face.
And then, yeah, I don't know.
That gotta be the worst. Piss in your face?
Yeah, I can imagine.
I told you that in porn. It was pretty hot.
Well, girls do it when they squirt sometimes. It has some urine in it.
It is. Yeah, like it does. 90%.
It's 99%, I think.
I told you about that guy that I was with, and he came on himself by accident in his chin.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh. He was like, shit.
He tasted it. You know he tasted
he
it.
No, I got him a washcloth.
Oh, you so considerate.
That was nice of you. Was it warm?
Cum or the washcloth?
That's warm.
The cum was warm. The washcloth was warm. Everything was warm.
That's why I like when girls jerk you off, because they try to point that shit
right,
at you.
Right, it's pointed at his own face.
Fuck.
In the face.
You shouldn't do that.
It was like a downer for me, because I was like, it's weird. He just came on himself in his face.
But did he do it in front of you?
What?
He did it in front of you?
No, so look, we were messing around. We hadn't had sex yet.
Right.
And the cum just, you know, before we even had sex, he came and it hit him in the chin.
But what was he doing to get
grinding a lot? High school grind.
No, it was like a little hand job. You know how you started off.
Giving him a hand job?
Yeah, like so, a light one.
Well, why
not even? What's the difference in a light
it
one?
It wasn't even like a heavy, like, lotion to him. It was just a light little.
Yeah, I've had a guy like come like that. Like, as soon as I touched it, he just came and I was just like,
look, if I want to get out of here, I can come when I kiss. I got mine. I'm out.
Come on, you don't want to do that, because then you leave.
You don't want to come before you even get inside.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do.
You don't want to leave a bad impression.
Girls, no, here's the thing. Some girls don't want to have sex first night. Some girls don't want to have sex for a while. So you respect that and you enjoy it fully. And girls get turned on when you come like you're in high school and you come on yourself. And she knows that your shit was so intense.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's because you want to fuck. But yeah. I mean, if you didn't.
I wasn't turned on. I was actually relieved because I didn't want to have sex.
Oh, you see? That's what he's talking about.
And I was
he was small.
Yeah, it was. And I wasn't looking forward to that experience.
No, honestly,
if he got aside, I'm actually happy. Like,
no, honestly.
What if I was like, what's wrong with small?
Hey, you know, we're really
talking about the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
It's the size of the boat.
Size doesn't matter.
Nah, size does matter. It really matters a lot. It matters.
I feel bad for niggas with little dicks.
I mean, like, you're going to be my
guys with little dicks should just have a lot of anal.
I just say prayers for them at night, because I know that's a tough life to live.
There's nothing you could do about it.
Mm-mm.
Like, if you have a small dick, you can't have a bigger dick.
You can get surgery.
No, they have a surgery. What? I call it secret society.
FYI,
dick.
That surgery, number one, is very dangerous. And number two, it doesn't make it that much bigger. I think they like cut the.
They pull it out.
Right, and it doesn't get
a lot still inside of you.
Yeah.
So they pull it out like 20%.
Yeah.
That's still not that much bigger.
They say that there's a big chunk of it inside if you could pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've slept with two guys who got it done, because it was just impossible for them to have the same dick, and
it grew.
It just was weird. Yeah. No, but they had like the same dick. Like their dick.
Like they went to the same doctor.
I think they went to they know each other.
Oh wow.
They're not friends, but they know each other.
Merlin is looking like
I think
to the doctor, not to the guy.
And I think they went to the same doctor. Yo, dog, and they both got a scar.
What doctor you went to for your dick thing?
They both got a scar. They both have the same exact scar.
Like an incision.
Yeah. Something happened.
Did it feel different afterwards?
All right, one, I've been fucking with him for years, so I feel like I was with him before he got it done, and then boom, he just came out of nowhere with this big dick. I was like, oh, okay. And
bonus.
I have to say,
niggas like, I shot up.
His dick.
No, I'm 32. I just
like
shot up.
Spurt.
It was late.
His dick was before this. I think he does it. We never spoke about it, so I don't know. I could be just
like, hey, did you have surgery?
You gonna speak
dick?
About it now, nigga? Apparently, you gonna have two conversations.
Yeah, I don't know. I could have made this up in my mind. I don't know, but I feel like his dick didn't get as hard as it used to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it still was a hard dick, but I felt like before it was just like
rock
way
hard.
Stronger. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a pro.
Yeah, that's con. That's the only thing. I think that's a con about getting a
so
dick
was he
job.
Better after the dick job or before it?
It was bigger after the digital. So I feel like he was more confident. So the sex was better. And we did like nastier things after.
He like slapped you with his big dick.
Yeah, like he wanted to record it. He wanted to record it.
You know,
he was like looking at it a lot. It was more intense. Like he'll want me to look at it.
Look at his dick.
It was like his new friend.
Yeah, like look at it. Like look at it.
No, look from this.
Look at it. You see that dick going in that pussy? Look how it looks. Look how it looks.
Some fresh ass shots.
And I'm like, okay, great,
okay.
Now, awesome.
You know, when you do any type of S&M, you have to have a safe word. Mm-hmm. All right. So what would your safe word be in the bedroom so we know it's gone too far?
Very simple.
Reached the limit. It can't be stopped.
Nigga, ouch.
Ouch, nigga.
Ouch. Nigga, ouch. Oh, my bad. My bad.
That might just be...
Ouch.
Because people might not take that as a safe word in the, you know... It has to be something that has so unrelated to what's going on.
Cheese.
That comes out of nowhere.
Cheese?
No, nah, because you say cheese. I'm going to forget what our safe word, but bitch, what do you mean cheese?
What you mean? You taking a picture? You got a camera in here?
I don't know.
I would just
pineapples.
I don't think I would be able to say anything. It would be more of a body motion.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I would be like pushing off of me or trying to run away.
But what if you're doing? You're like, okay, we're gonna do some risky things, but we need a safe word.
Monopoly.
Pineapples.
I don't know.
She said pineapples.
I would do body. I would do body movements too. Yeah, it would be more of a physical thing for me than verbal.
Me too.
Okay. Nigga, ouch.
Because sometimes guys don't. Sometimes you move and guys think you're moving like because it hurts, but they think you're doing it and they can't tell if it hurts or if you like
and
it.
And that's why you gotta.
That's the thing is sometimes when a girl goes, oh, you gotta try and figure out
if
what
that
is.
It was a pleasure, bro.
Yeah, because sometimes you're too deep and she's like, like, nigga, that's my stomach grind. Right? You went a little.
That's my
esophagus. So, but somewhere between that grimace right there and right there, if you find that sweet spot, then
no, but we're missing the whole, like, the whole point is to go beyond limits, you know, and then have a safe word,
right?
You know, because you're gonna die,
right?
So
she said you're gonna die,
you know, when you're doing crazy things like that, you're gonna push away, you're gonna be like, oh, right. Ouch, oh my god, stop.
Your safe word is Cosby, because that's what your sweater looks like.
Yeah, I do got a Bill Cosby. I'm wearing a Coogi.
The safe word is Quaalude. Quaaludes.
Cosby.
Nah, I think I would use unicorns.
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 That ruined the whole vibe.
Unicorns. Unicorns.
Yeah, that throws it off.
I'd just be like, bitch.
And then Stephanie would be like, yes, call me a bitch again.
Bitch.
Yes, exactly.
I am your bitch.
But I was talking,
yes, the bitch.
We were talking earlier about play fighting gone too far. Have you ever been with a girl and y'all been play fighting, but you seriously injured her?
No. This is weird. I was playing and I with a paint gun.
Ouch. Nigga, ouch. Not funny.
Mm-mm. Here's the thing, though. I hit her with the paint gun. Bow!
In her head?
I was like 19, 20 years old. No, in her leg.
That shit
went,
bruises.
She went. And I thought she was like, I've never been paintballing before. I was about to go with my brothers like the next day.
Painful so it is.
I thought she was like laughing. I was like, oh, you think it's funny? And I shot the bitch six more times.
Oh my God.
You killed her.
I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Dead by paint gun.
I'm so sorry.
Six more times.
But then I felt so bad that I took the paint gun up close and I went, bow. And I shot myself in the hand. I said, look. And man, nigga, I still got the scar. Right there. I think I might have shattered something right there.
Well,
oh my God. No, they hurt. I remember the guys in the from my block, they were like shooting people out the window back in
with
the day.
Paintballs?
With paintballs. And I told them, yo, if y'all hit me with that, I swear to God, I'm going to get my brother to cut you.
Okay.
So they didn't, but they hit my friend.
That's
and she
a Puerto
had a
Rican
big
threat
ass,
right there.
It was a Puerto Rican threat. And I'm she had a big ass bruise. She had like a big bruise on her leg. She cried. Yeah, she was so depressed about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was like, damn,
yeah,
they
hurt.
Hurts.
I just went paintballing. That shit hurt.
That shit hurts.
Okay, now we have some questions off of some people from Instagram that they wanted to know. Now, say that you're with somebody, right? You guys take a little break. When you get back together, do you need to tell them what you did while you were on break?
Like no. Sex with other people?
Snickers,
no.
If you want to know,
I agree.
Just know what you asking.
I agree 100%.
If you think I'm the old mean nigga, I'm not. I've had experiences. If you want to know, I'm going to tell you. I just want to hear shit. You ain't got no jurisdiction to say anything. I wasn't with you. Suck a dick.
Baby, if we was on a break, I was just home praying, waiting for you.
Stephanie don't admit nothing.
No, I tell the truth.
Sophie tells the truth.
I'd rather tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. But tell the truth about what?
But if y'all wasn't together and he wants to know.
Look at you. You
lying. I'm just saying.
She's a lying ass.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I fucked with his brother or if I fucked with somebody he knows.
If I fucked his father, then maybe I'll be like,
if I was with his father, then yeah, I'll tell him. But if
I fuck this nigga's son.
Right, nigga. No. You should have learned from him, nigga.
No. If I dated somebody while I was on break from my boyfriend and, you know, it's none of his business. He's not going to tell me what he was doing.
I'll tell you this much. I don't even ask.
Exactly.
I always feel like guys don't want to know stuff like that.
No, but if you feel like telling me, it's cool. At a point, what happens is you just get numb to it. And you're just like, I don't give a fuck. It's flesh. It's okay. No. You're supposed to fuck.
I'm just back from a break.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gigi had a long break from her man.
We had like 8 months. Well, we were still having sex, so I don't know how long it actually counts that we were broken up. But we weren't together for like 8 months. And we've been together for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to tell him?
Well, no. Like, I didn't. We talked about it, but it wasn't like a, well, what did you do and who did you do? Things just kind of came out because he did a whole lot and I found out. So it was more of his dirt.
That's different.
My dirt wasn't really that severe as his was.
Yeah, but I'm back,
so guess what?
I think
no, because it didn't matter. One thing, if I'm on a break, if I'm in love with somebody and we go on a break and then we get back together, listen, I don't want to know what you was doing. We were broken up and I'm not going to hold you to it. And that's
I feel like it's harder for guys to accept women doing
it's
other stuff.
Yeah, and then if you tell me, I was
with that true, Marlon? You think that's true? Is it harder for a man to accept that from a woman?
I just think it's hard for certain people to accept certain things.
Period. But I agree.
I think it's an individual thing. And personally, I think in a relationship, you should be real as you possibly can.
Me too.
So that you know each other and there is no cheating. There is no, look, nigga, keep it open until you're ready to lock down.
Yeah. All of that sounds really good. But I'm just saying, like, if I go on a break with, like, let's say I have a boyfriend and we go on a break and whatever, he's dating, I'm dating, right? We get back together. You tell me that you were fucking XYZ bitch, I'm gonna be like, oh, was it good? Oh, really? Are you thinking about her? Do y'all still talk? It's a whole bunch of unnecessary.
But then imagine
bullshit.
You find
when y'all were doing
it. But what if you find out? Isn't it better for him to tell you than for you to find out?
Now, if I'm gonna find out, you should tell me. But if I'm never gonna find out, I'm good. Don't tell me.
But here's why I think you should just be real. If you wanna know, I tell you. Because sometimes if you can find the purity through the bullshit, through the muck, and you've heard each other and you told each other the truth and now you're at this place where, you know, I'm hurt, you hurt, and we still find that pure place and that pure love. Now we've loved through challenge and now the love is real. So I'd rather do that than live in some bullshit where we're playing make believe and it ain't real.
Never happened.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if y'all were broken,
Stephanie's like, hell no.
It is.
Unconditional love is the best love you could have.
Right. I agree with that. But you know what? For myself, I wouldn't want my man to tell me what he's doing.
But just because you don't it don't mean it don't happen. Right. It didn't happen. Right. And I'd rather know what happened.
The only thing I want to know is, hey, were you sleeping with anybody raw?
Of course he was.
If no, okay. If yes, all right, then we should go to the doctor. And that's it. That's all.
You should go to the doctor anyway.
I don't want
to
know specifics. I don't want to know about
your
threesome.
He's like, sure, right after I fuck you
wrong. I don't
want to
know about the great times you were having.
I don't want none of that.
Yeah, I don't want to know any of that. Just, all right, you were having raw sex, then go get checked out.
I'm not the nigga to ask.
Let's make sure you don't have HIV.
Here's another question from ILoveLove13. How can you make your man eat pussy? I have stopped giving head as much as I love doing it to let him know how much it hurts not to get that sloppy.
Tell him.
Leave that nigga.
Go home.
Here's the thing.
It's not that easy.
Or maybe, just maybe. And
flip
I'm just
ass around on him when you sucking that dick. Or, and he ain't got no choice because it's in his face.
Or maybe when a guy don't eat your pussy is for a couple reasons. One, maybe he don't know how.
Maybe.
Two, you've done something to make him feel insecure. Three,
it don't smell right.
Oh, I knew he was going to say that.
We'll put our dick in it because it ain't got a nose. And you feel like, I can fuck the smell out this and it motivates you.
Oh,
but when you smell a bad one, it just makes you, I can't go down there. Mm-mm.
But hold on. If somebody's pussy stinks, you might still potentially fuck them?
When you're younger, yeah.
Because
okay. You think they you will. Can fuck the stink out of you. You stink bitch. Come over here, stink ass fucking pussy. You get older, you go, nah, ma, you can't come over here with this. Come on. Don't bring this shit over here.
I know you smell you.
I know you smell
you. You got big BB.
You can't bring this over here. What are you talking about? Smell this.
Do you smell yourself?
Yeah, nigga, that's you. Don't do that. That's not even cool.
She'd be like, what?
I think she should tell him. I mean, and then, yeah.
She probably has told him, and she's probably like, "I'm not doing this no more until you start doing it."
Yeah, like what?
That's childish.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe like he said, maybe childish. You gotta teach him. You know, like just teach him. Maybe he's uncomfortable, or if he's just not the kind of guy who doesn't eat pussy, you guys aren't sexually compatible, and you should just move on.
Sometimes he don't know how, but. You got it. Every woman likes it different. You know,
not we always say that.
You can't have the same rhythm. You have to get to know each vagina that you're with like it's brand new. You got to kiss and date the vagina and figure out what makes her move, what she likes, what rhythm she likes. Does she like fingers? Does she not like fingers? Does she like it suck? Does she like it lick? Where? Some like it on the left side. Some like it on the right side. Some like it on the top. It just depends. Some like a finger in the ass. Some like one in the ass and two in the pussy. Some like... You know, but it depends, and you just gotta figure out, you know, through trial and error. But you gotta make a man feel comfortable enough that it's okay that you guys just sit there and you try that.
And we appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's nothing worse than a guy who doesn't try.
Who just doesn't want to do it.
Even if you're not that good at it, at least get in there and give it a try.
And I will give you all the stuff.
You gotta play to win.
A good try.
Right, and on a previous episode.
Let's go here, kiss this.
No, and on a previous episode, you know, we spoke about it that a woman might think you're gay if you're not eating her pussy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So get to it or get lost.
If he never eats your pussy, but he always eats your ass.
Yeah.
He may be gay.
Yeah.
If he never eats your pussy, but he always wants to fuck you.
That's
doggy
a good way
style.
To intimidate him into it. So you don't like to eat pussy. Are you?
You know, I was listening to lip service and they say that you might be gay. Like, do you like boys?
Anything you want to tell me?
Right.
Could you be with a female who doesn't suck dick, Marlon?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, he said yes.
Oh, that's so nice of you. You're so courteous.
But here's the thing. You know, I think that, you know, I would, of course, I have a beautiful pipe and I would love for you to suck it. And he would really enjoy that. But if that's not what you do, I don't want you doing something that you don't feel comfortable with doing. Now, with that said, I gotta get my dick sucked somewhere.
You gonna cheat on
me? Have you had a woman tell you that she don't suck dick?
They've sucked it, but sometimes they don't.
They're not up to par.
Yeah,
I have a friend.
They don't. Some women just don't feel like that's what they do. They don't.
I was about to say I have a friend and she's very insecure about her dick sucking abilities, and she's just like, I don't like doing it because I'm not good at it. Now she'll do it, but she's just like, it's
nothing
not
worse
thing
than a half-hearted dick suck.
I'm not good at it, so I'd rather not. But I'll do it.
But she's not good at it because she doesn't think she's good at it.
I will walk you through it.
You know what I'm saying?
I will be patient and walk you through it. Here's how you do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guys like getting their dick sucked differently too.
We sure do.
You know what I mean?
And no, not just differently. We like it different every day, a different style.
Yeah, they
don't
do.
Don't give me
come
the same
on.
Rhythm. Sometimes
yeah, like
I want
some guys like it
I wanna
slow,
punch
some guys like it fast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes I want you to cheek it. Sometimes I'm so hard, I just want you to fucking bite it. Just fucking shut up and bite that shit.
Oh.
Not that hard. That's when you slap in the face. Now, come here, just get the spit on it. Don't fucking wipe. Leave that shit.
Let
the drawbridge. Yeah, now pull off and let that spit drawbridge. Now come get the rest of that shit. Now give me two hands. I'll walk you through it.
I always tell you, I'm too scared
this
to use my
really
teeth
fun.
Ever. I always think that guys don't like teeth no matter what.
If he asks you to bite it, you do what he says.
No, I've had a guy. I'm telling you, we spoke about this. That, you know, this guy, his dick was so big and he'll be like, oh, baby, I love when I feel your teeth. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
But he liked it.
It was weird for me.
I don't want you to scrape it. But sometimes
no, he liked when I was
want
crazy.
You just
I'm like,
challenge how hard it is. Give him a fucking butt. There you go.
This all sounds very 50 Shades of Black to me.
It does.
Well, you guys brought me here to talk sex, and I didn't want to talk about sex.
Okay, well, last question. Last question before we get out of here, because I know you got a lot going on with 50 Shades of Black coming out, which we're all going to see. Actually, we should do a lip service trip together.
Yes, we should.
Yeah, I love it.
And go see it. The last
Before you do that, I want to say this. Mm-hmm. January 22nd, I'm going to be at the Orpheum Theater in New Orleans doing stand-up comedy. In New Orleans, at the Orpheum, January 22nd, February 14th through 17th, I'm at Caroline's, New York.
Oh, we're there.
Oh, yeah, we're there. You know, that's our spot, Angie. I know. She's definitely coming
it's to good Caroline's. Times. And then February 20th, February 19th, I'm at the Aztec Theater in San Antonio. February 20th, I'm at the fucking House of Blues in Dallas.
The fucking House of Blues.
Yeah.
We'll see you at Caroline. Yeah, we'll be
Lip service, hey.
But I was going to ask you, do you ever feel like a woman is overacting? Like when she's having sex with you?
Yeah, I go, don't do that.
But what is it? Like, what's too much?
Here's the thing. Before we do all that shit, you know what I need? I need connection. I need a nice, slow, just connection. Just feel me. Sometimes you don't even need to move. What we need to do is get to know each other. Rhythm, just slow.
Chemistry.
It's not don't even stiffen your back. Just loosen yourself up. Just let me feel you.
Sounds great.
Let me know. Thinking too.
Sounds like a really great.
And then we can get to the disgusting places because we've connected.
Right.
Mr. I agree Black. With that.
Okay.
What about if you, because I was watching Trainwreck and she, you know, when a guy pulls down his pants, she's like, oh my God, you're going to hurt somebody with that thing. Wow, it's so big. I'm like, that's really overacting. If you did that to a guy in real life,
He'll be like,
okay, bitch, calm down, stop it.
Sometimes,
or would you like that?
No, sometimes you get, you know, you get,
but I have
you
get that.
Oh my God,
I think that's too big.
Yeah, I have to. It was.
Do you like it?
As long as you don't fuck it, I'm good. You know, it depends. Some girls have really small vaginas. You know, you put it in, and only this much is in. You like, you know, only the neck of your dick is wet. But you know, some girls have bigger vaginas, and you can go all the way up and in, and they don't
What's
hurt.
Better?
It depends.
You want to be able to put it all the way in. You don't want to just put
it
in.
I think you want to put it all the way in.
Listen, for me, there's this little room. I call it the attic that's inside a woman's vagina. Attic. It's the attic. It's the top part that you go past and you go in, and it makes her eyes open up like, and it kind of hurts. Yeah. And it hurts a little bit good, but it's not going to make you bleed. It just makes you go, that little room. I like living there for a little while and then coming back down.
Well, I think what we learned today was that Marlon Wayans has a huge dick.
It's nice. It's not huge.
His dick goes to the attic.
No, I got an attic dick. No, it's not huge. I have a nice size.
It sounds big.
No, it's a perfect. I've had girls go, I want to make a dildo out of your dick.
I want to make a dildo out of your dick.
Going up there.
But sometimes the angle, you put the legs up, you get to attic a little sooner. You could. It's not huge. It's not donkey.
No, but you
crazy.
Have to be a good lover. I saw the Haunted House movies.
I thought you were going to say you saw a sex tape.
And you see what he does to the stuffed animals.
He'd be getting it.
No, but it's like, oh. Like, I watched both of those movies on a date, and both times I'm like,
that's right. So he does do the whole animal play thing.
Yeah.
That's what comedy.
I love those movies. Those movies are fantastic.
That's what comedy and that's what movies. You know what's funny? I took my kids to see those movies.
Uh-oh.
That part came, and my daughter closed her eyes, and so did my son. And I said, hey, open. See? That's how you was made.
Oh, shit. That's how you got here.
Well, Marlon Wayans, thank you so much. 50 Shades of Black, January 22nd.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
29th. I'm sorry.
29th. January 22nd. I'm at the Orpheum. February 19th. I'm at the February 19th. I'm in Aztec in San Antonio. February 20th. I'm at the Dallas House of Blues, and February 14th through 17th, I'm at Caroline's in New York City.
He's working.
Good times.
Yes, always.
Grind out. No days off.
Okay, that was lip service.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good times.
Yay.